Takavaz. With your permission. Parashat Kedoshim. Medaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, medaber el kol al bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara that Moshe gathered all of Israel. Something we don't find usually. Usually the Torah says, Daber bnei Yisrael, talk to Am Yisrael. And it says, Daber el kol adat, everybody. Says the Gemara, Moshe collected everybody for the purpose of telling them the statement, Kedoshim to you, be holy. Says the Gemara, because Rov gufei Torah tluim ba, the majority of the bodies of the Torah depends on this week's parasha. Not just the first sentence. So the whole parasha, Kedoshim to you, until Emor Lakhanim, next parasha, says the most of the bodies of the Torah. I don't know what does it mean exactly? Most of the bodies of the Torah? What does it mean, bodies of the Torah? What does it mean, bodies of the Torah? Most of it. Kedoshim to you, be holy. And then the Torah continues, Ki Kadosh, that's how you have to read it with Tamim. Please be holy, Ki Kadosh, because holy. Something that doesn't fit. Be holy because it's holy. That's how the Baal Kol have to read it, according to Tamim. Kadoshim to you, Ki Kadosh. And then you read, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Gemara says, every time it says in the Torah, Ani Hashem Elokechem, means I'm going to pay you reward, I guarantee I pay the reward. This is Ki Kadosh. So what is Ki Kadosh? Hashem demands from us to be holy. So the Ramban here says in the Chumash that the person has to know that he has to be very holy. And sometimes there is an area, says the Ramban, that you don't know if it's forbidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's okay. Says the Ramban, you be careful. Certain things that you might do, you are called white trash. Bereshut HaTorah. White trash Bereshut HaTorah. Naval Bereshut HaTorah. Says the Ramban, a person has to know certain things, even doesn't say clearly in the text. Don't do, and you'll find a way. Say this is it's okay; it's not forbidden. Ramban says, "You white trash. You Down syndrome, called in America. Something wrong with you." Says, "What's it? It doesn't say in the Torah." Says the Ramban, "Yeah, it's called Down syndrome." Happened to be the parasha almost ends with the same statement. But there, at the end of the parasha, the Torah says, "V'tem kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem ki kadosh ani." Torah ends, "Be holy because I'm holy." V'tem kedoshim ki kadosh ani because I'm holy. And then the Torah continues and says like this: "V'tem li, you should be for me, to me." Says the Gemara to tell you, if you be holy, you are mine. And if you're not holy, you belong, Chas v'Shalom, to Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar and his friends. It means like this. But the Midrash was destroyed by Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar. I say, you know what it means? It means you're not under the umbrella of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would be underneath Hashem, he would not be able to destroy the Midrash and kill you. So holiness, says the Gemara, this is something so-called insurance policy. Nothing will happen to you. But if Chas v'Shalom not, you don't belong to me, Hashem says. So what does it mean you don't belong to me? What does that mean? If somebody's not holy, doesn't belong to Hashem. That holy thing that Hashem demands from us, so it's not just, doesn't say in the Torah, right in the next sentence, after Hashem said, be holy, doesn't say anything about purity or something that we call holy, holy men, holy men. Torah says, the first thing, Yishmo Vavivtirao, chapter 10, Yishmo. Just be holy, okay? What I have to do? What you have to do is you have to fear your mother and your father, and you have to keep the Shabbat. Ani Hashem, I'm God. I says, what has to do with holy? It has nothing to do with holy. What does it mean holy? Al tiknu le'alilim, don't worship Avodah Zarah. Le'em asachalot asu lachem. Then if you sacrifice something, you eat it certain days, it's nothing to do with holiness. That we recognize holiness and we translate holiness, it's something else. Here comes the Torah and we read a lot of things in the text. Nothing to do with holiness, just halachot. לא תלך רכיל בעמך, לא לשון הרע, לא תעמוד על דם רעך, don't see your friend, your brother sinking, you let him go down, help him, לא תקום לתו בני עמך, don't take revenge on your brother, don't keep the hatred in your heart, לא תתור, אל תלך כמוך, love your brother the same way you love yourself. It has nothing to do with holiness. What does it have to do with holiness? Let's continue the Torah. We read, "Lifnei lotzei mechshol, don't put a trap in front of a blind person. Yareta melokecha, have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The Torah talks about Ola. If you plant a tree, the first 3 years, you should not eat the fruits. The fourth year, you take it to Yerushalayim. It has nothing to do with holiness. At the end of the parasha, the Torah talks about kind of marriages, we should marry, we should not marry. Don't marry any relatives. And nothing to do with any holiness. Whatever we recognize holiness, doesn't say anything. And then the Torah concludes, and includes all of the above. It says, you should know, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am holy, and you should be holy. So what is the whole thing about holiness? Kama Benotam Ben Uziel in this parasha and says, you know what Hashem wants you to be holy? Because otherwise Hashem does not listen to your prayers. I says, it's not just a mitzvah to be holy. I says, if you want Hashem to hear what you're saying, you better be holy. Otherwise, he doesn't listen to you. Why he doesn't listen to me? What's wrong? So the Gemara tells us the following. This is Tfilat Chana. Hana, when she brought Shmuel to the Mishkan in Shiloh, he was 2 years old, and she was very happy. And finally, she got a baby. She was 133 at the time. She had Shmuel, excuse me, when she was 130. Like Chava. Chava had Shet when she was 130. Hana had Shmuel when she was 130. She brought him 2 years later. And she says, Shirat Chana. Shirat Chana, she says, En Kadosh Kashem, nobody is holy like Hashem. A little bit embarrassment to say such a thing. Talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu like this, nobody is holy like Hashem. You don't come to Hashem and tell him something unless Chachamim said you have to say. The Gemara says, in the time of Gemara, was a Chazan. It says, Zakela Gadola Gibova Noah, he added some kind of adjectives of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel, HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNorah, HaChacham, HaYashar, HaTzadik. So when you finish 18, one of the Chachamim can only say, you finished, yeah, that's it. Can't say anymore. Can't say, you're not allowed to say. You're allowed to say what Chachamim said. Kel, HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNorah, that's it. Don't add things from you. Hashem knows what you mean. What's the Kavanah of those three? Okay, you have to know the Kavanah. But it's not up to you to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever Mordechai and Shekhinah Stagdola, they put together, the Meyawan Nabi put together, they put it and said, that's what you should do. He said, to say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Kashim. So, what are you trying to say? What does that mean? Nobody is holy like Hashem. Ki en biltecha. Nobody is like you. What does that mean? Just the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. You know, this book, Sefer Vayikra, ends with a very special mitzvah. A little bit hard to understand the mitzvah, but this is the mitzvah. And somebody designated an animal to bring to the Mishkan to Beit HaMikdash, and then he decides that he wants to substitute it. Well, the animal that he designated was not as nice as the Gemara. Now I have found a better animal. So he comes, he said, you know what, I would like to substitute this animal. At that time I made the neder, I bring the sacrifice, now I'm a substitute. The Gemara says, you cannot substitute. Torah says, you cannot substitute. So Hashem said, don't substitute. He said, what's wrong? Why I cannot substitute? If you substitute, says the Torah, lo yachlifenu lo yamir oto, it gets 78 lashes. The Gemara says, even though usually something is done by mouth, it's not called an act. It's called lav she'en bo ma'aseh. You don't get lashes. You get lashes only if something that you do actually act. You do something. Mouth is nothing. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, there are three cases. One of them is called meimer. Substitute. You substitute. It's like you did. I didn't do nothing. Listen. I have said this animal should be instead of this animal. Hashem said, you said it? Yes, you did. 78 lashes. 78 lashes. What did I do? I wanted to bring something better to Hashem. Don't substitute. Says the Rambam in Hot Moah, you know, this is just an example for us to know that we don't understand exactly what the Torah wants. But you should know, says the Rambam, so called Rambam say by himself, but that's already the Zohar says. The Zohar says the mitzvot are not obligation, the mitzvot are advices. You have to look at the mitzvah. It is an advice from Hashem. Says likewise, says the Rambam, here, what do you mean I cannot substitute? I wanted to give something better to Hashem. And Hashem said, not only that you said something with your mouth, and usually it doesn't mean anything with your mouth, you don't get lashes for something that you do with your mouth, besides two other things. But any passive act, nothing. Same something with your mouth, nothing. Now you're going to get 78 lashes because I want to bring something better? Says Rambam, you know what? This is an example from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole mitzvot are advices. Advices for what? I would like to know what advice. The Zohar said the same thing. The Rambam did not see the Zohar. Rambam himself writes, if I would have seen the Zohar, I would change a lot of things that I wrote. As far as philosophy, the Rambam writes. There's a book, it's called Shomer Emunim HaKadmon. Rambam writes, the Rambam admitted at the end of his life, doesn't say exactly when, but he said, I didn't know all this Kabbalah things. If I would have known, I would have changed certain things. But the Rambam says exactly what the Zohar says, without knowing the Zohar. It says, the mitzvot are advice. Advice is for what? What do you mean advice? They have to give a mitzvah because it's advice. Who gives advice? What to get advice? He says, you don't know, the Rambam says. Here, this is the role model, says the Rambam, of all the mitzvot. If until today you thought Hashem wanted to do a mitzvah, says the Rambam, from now on you know. The mitzvot are advices from Hashem. Comes the Gemara and says, this is the last mitzvah in this book called Sefer Vayikra. The next book after Sefer Vayikra is Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPkudim, the book that Hashem counts us. And that's how it starts. First parasha. In Sefer Bamidbar, Parashat Bamidbar talks about Hashem says Moshe Rabbeinu, count the people. And the first few paragraphs says to Gemara, so what is the connection exactly? The last mitzvah of this book is do not substitute. The next book starts counting. Says the Gemara, tell you what it is. Shlomo HaMelech said in Tehillim, Ani ledodi vedodi li, Elul, Selichot, the Kavanah says Selichot Elul. Says Ari, Elul means Ani ledodi, I am to my uncle, means Hashem, vedodi li, my uncle is to me. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? I must tell you what it means. Means that Chas v'Shalom, if somebody is not holy, and Kadosh Kashim, if you're not holy, Hashem might substitute you. Somebody died. Actually, they didn't die. Hashem just substituted him. So Gemara said, Hashem might substitute the nation. Hashem b'charbanu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. In the time of Achashverosh, Achashverosh made a party, and Achashverosh wore the clothing of Kohen HaGadol, as well Vashti. Says the Gemara, what do you think, it was Halloween? No. Says the Gemara, you know why we had the Tamigdash? Because actually of Avraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu, if you remember, after Akedat Yitzchak, he said, "Asher Yamir Ayom Be'er Hashem Yira'eh," please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this place that I tried to slaughter Yitzchak should be Bet HaMikdash. Then the Gemara says, Avraham told Hashem, if you don't give me that Har Moriah, that Bet HaMikdash is going to be there, I don't need the Eretz Yisrael. So Bet HaMikdash, we got Bizchut of Avraham Avinu, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, well, it's only Bizchut Avraham. Let me ask you something, says the Gemara. Abraham Avinu was the great grandson of Arpachshad. You read Parashat Noach, Parashat Bereshit, you see, Arpachshad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noach, Arpachshad was his grandson. And if you go seven generations down, it's Abraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, why Abraham Avinu is the one that was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu? Arpachshad was not the first boy of Shem. First boy of Shem, his name was Elam. Elam. Says the Gemara, Achashverosh and Daniel, they lived in Elam. And Achashverosh saw that Amidash was destroyed. He said those words, the Hashem is going to substitute the Iranian instead of the Jews. He says, why? Because Hashem destroyed Bet HaMikdash, the Jews don't behave. So that's why, says the Gemara, Achashverosh wore the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol in the party to tell everybody that came to the party, 127 states, all came. Achashverosh wore Kohen HaGadol's clothing. He says, what is the Achashverosh? What is it all about? He says, I am the Kohen HaGadol now. So what happened? He says, I am to substitute Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, was few times in history that so-called Hashem had a debate about us. He says, this is the time in the golden calf, another time in Cheskel Navi said, time of Bet HaMikdash, we did not throw out our statues. Actually, this is the Haftarah that's going to read this Shabbat, that Hashem has a complaint about us, that we told, Hashem told us, throw all the statues, Mishchuk Hulachem Tzul Mishpochotechem in Egypt, and 800 years, we kept the statues. We never threw it. And Hashem has a complaint about us. Says the Gemara, listen, I want to explain to you something. Chana, when she brought Shmuel, you know what she said. This is Tfilat Chana. Some Chachamim say, it's very important to say it in the morning before Shacharit. So what do you say? Know what you say? En Kadosh Kashim. You know what it means? There's nobody holy like Hashem. Of course. No, you don't understand what I mean. Ki en Biltecha, it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would like you to keep us as your nation, and not to substitute us. What do you mean? See, look, the last mitzvah, this is this book, it says, do not substitute. The next book starts, Hashem loves us, He counts us. I say, it means, in the secret way, that Hashem hints to us, I don't want to substitute you. And why? Because, en kadosh kashem. What do you mean, en kadosh kashem? Says the Gemara, tell you what it means. It means you should try to be as holy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, I substitute you. He says, why? Why I substitute me? Say Gemara, say Chachamim. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in His form. Betzalmenu kidmutenu. Say the Gemara, you know, Hashem expects from us to be like Him. Ma'u rachum, atar rachum. Hashem has mercy, we should have mercy. Ma'u chanun, atar chanun. Hashem gives free things to people. Hashem erach hapaim. Hashem has patience. You should have patience. You should be patient. You should have patience. It says, Hashem is so-called a mirror effect, what we do. It says, Hashem wants you to be like Him. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, please be holy. Well, with holy, we'll see what holy means. But, Kedoshim to you, Hashem said, please be holy. He says, why? Ki kadosh. Not because I am holy. Because ki kadosh means there is a concept. What's called kedusha. A concept called kedusha, it means that kadosh baruch hu is holy, is because there is a concept of holy. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants kedusha. Am Chachamim says, that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world and the people to be in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose holiness to be the role model of this world. Say Chachamim, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, just holiness. And holiness, it doesn't mean what we call purity, holiness. Holiness, all of the above. This is Rov Gufet Torah Tluim Ba. This is Parashah. Most of the bodies of the Torah are here in this week's Parashah. What do you say? I tell you what I say. Chachamim, you know, Sefirat HaOmer, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 people died. Says the Gemara, Shelo Nagu Kavod Ze Bazeh. They didn't respect each other. But this, you die. You're the Tanaim. This is the biggest Chachamim. After they died, Rabbi Akiva took five people and started the whole Torah. And one of them is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So can you imagine the 24,000 people? How great, how holy they were. So what happened? They did not respect each other. They don't say it in Lashon Hara. They doesn't say in Chas Shalom they did major sins. Just no respect. Okay, so, but this you don't die. But this you don't die because you don't respect somebody. Who has such a thing? But, says the Gemara, Sur Sharim Moshechem, Yasupit Cholam, Yabu Melech HaKavod. The king of the Kavod is coming. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, Melech HaKavod? The king of the Kavod? The Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shecholek Kavod Lireav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects the ones that fear him. Even though that somebody fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's good. You have to fear Hashem. He said, no. But as long as you fear Hashem, Hashem respects you. This is part of what's called holiness. Kedoshim to you doesn't mean just, you know, purity. It's the whole parasha. There are 60 mitzvot in the 6th parasha. All those 60 mitzvot has to do with holiness. And that's what the Zohar says, that the mitzvot are advices. It's not obligation to keep the mitzvah. The mitzvah is advice. So, of course, you can ask, how does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai know it? And as well, the Rambam. I will say it in Shema Yisrael. Shelman tizkiru, v'asitem kol mitzvotai. The mitzvah of tzitzit, you have to have a blue string. He says, what's the purpose of the mitzvah? In order for you, l'man tizkiru, you remember. Remember Hashem. V'asitem et kol mitzvotai, you do all the mitzvot. And then it says, v'item kedoshim l'elokichem. The purpose. The Torah says, v'sei Shema Yisrael. Why do you have to see it? The Mishnah Berurah says, you have to have this kavanah. Before you put the tzitzit, this is a crucial thing. Certain mitzvot is crucial to have this in your head. Before you put tzitzit, before you do certain mitzvot, you have to have the kavana. It says, why you put tzitzit on? So you have to remember all the mitzvot. It says, no. When you remember all the mitzvot, vitem kedoshim, you be holy. You be holy, Hashem will listen to your prayer. Because then you fulfill your obligation to creation. Hashem created you. Betzalmo kidmoto, betzalmenu kidmotenu. So you have to be like Hashem. Hashem cholek kavod l'reav. Hashem respects everybody. Hashem erech apayim. Hashem, says the Gemara, keeps the Torah, keeps the mitzvot. He says, you have to keep the mitzvot. Hashem learns Torah every day. Hashem, you have to learn Torah every day. He says, that it's called holy. And kadosh kashem kem biltecha. That's what the Gemara says, that's what Chana prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She brought Shmuel. He said, what is this all about? He says, because if you're not holy, Hashem might substitute you. He said, 24,000 people died. He said, what happened? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. They just did not fulfill the obligation. So called, they lost the visa. It's not, you did something major sin. You have a small thing, says the Rambam, and you don't know what the sins are. The sins, says the Rambam, says, are advices for you how to keep your holiness. And holiness, all of the above. After Lecha Kamocha, you know what Lecha Kamocha? Says the Rashi, says, Lecha V'Re'avicha Al Ta'azov. It means, love Hashem. Of course I love Hashem. No. Says Lecha Kamocha. If you love everybody, you love Hashem. You don't love everybody, you don't love Hashem. You love Hashem, you love everybody. You don't love Hashem, you don't love everybody. Rashi says, after Lecha Kamocha, Re'acha V'Re'achavicha. It means, Re'acha V'Re'achavicha. You love your friend, and you have to love Hashem.
Because that is called holiness.
Lo tikom lo tito. Don't take revenge. Don't keep hatred. Hashem doesn't keep hatred inside his heart. How could you? So if you keep hatred inside your heart, it means it's not betzalmenu kidmutenu. You're not like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what are you doing here? I says, the Gemara says, the Torah says, a person, Chas v'Shalom, did a sin, and they stone him, then they hang him on a tree. Says the Torah, at night, take the body down. Take the body down, says the Gemara, why? Ki kilat elokim talui. Says the Gemara, a person will pass by and says, Hashem, was hung here. Hashem was hung. What do you mean Hashem was hung? This guy is a wicked person. Says, no, but Hashem created us, Betzalmo, in his form. Kidmutene, Betzalmo, Kidmutene, with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, that is an obligation to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doshim to you, Kikadosh. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I promise to give you a reward. The Torah, the parasha ends with the same statement. And when it says, be kadosh, ki ani kadosh, I am holy. It says, you know, be tem li. You're going to be mine. If not, atem lenevuchadnetzar v'chaverav. You don't belong to me. What do you mean? When Hashem substituted us with somebody else. Okay? That's what Gemara says. Be careful, Hashem should not substitute you. ויצר בן יונה עשיין שערי תשובה. אתה ברחמך הרבים תחפוצפנו ותרצנו, עושה יצר בן יונה שערי תשובה, you know a person does תשובה, and Hashem will accept תשובה, but Hashem said, you know what? I don't want to deal with you. Forget about you. I don't want to hear from you anymore. So when you're a person, after he does תשובה, he has to pray to Hashem, he wants to resume the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem would accept him back the way he was before. Not that Hashem said, I forgive you. I have nothing to do with you. What does it mean? Hashem might substitute the neshama with somebody else. The person can walk on the street and say, there's substitution. Somebody substitute. Hashem can substitute the nation. That's what Chachamim said, Ata Hashem Elokim, Elokim Asher Bachartam Me'Avraham. That Hashem chose Avraham. Avraham. V'samt Shmo Avraham. What does it mean? It says, when did Hashem choose Avram? When did he choose him? When? I said, right in the beginning, when the Kadibu introduced Avram Avinu, on the way to Egypt. And on the way to Egypt, when they came closer to Egypt, Avram tells Sarah, I see a very pretty. She says, Gemara, what do you mean now? Avram is 75 now. And what do you mean now? You see, she's pretty, says the Gemara. They passed next to a lake. And Avram looked at the lake and he saw Sarah's face. Says the Gemara, until then, Avram did not look at her. I says the first thing in condition. In holiness is your eyes. Watch your eyes. Ata Hashem Elokim. Sarah said, have the Kavana. Ata Aleph. Who? Hey, Hashem, Yud, Elokim, hey, says Ari is Aleph, hey, Yud and hey, that's the name of the Keter, the name of the crown of Hashem. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when Am Yisrael would ask, what's the chut we are here to be taken out? Hashem told Moshe, tell them, Eke, Asher Eke, he says that's the name of full mercy. And somebody's going to ask you, how come Hashem took Abraham out of the fire? The Gemara says, "Bishut Yaakov Avinu." You imagine, "Bishut Yaakov Avinu." Says the Gemara, Avram did not have enough zchuyot to be saved from the fire. What happened? Yaakov Avinu is honesty, business, lavan, kochi v'rashit oni is purity, mechir ravot Yaakov Avinu lomet. Satar Hashem et Moshe machata b'Avram. Since Avraham Avinu started, so-called, to be very holy, Samta Shmo Avraham, says the Gemara, Avraham, numerical value is 248, like 248 pieces if you have in our body. The first Avraham Avinu was 243, Avraham. It was Avraham, says the Gemara. And Hashem added hay to him. Of course, besides what the Torah says the Gemara, that Avraham Avinu was able to control his purity, to control his body. As well, tzaddik mishalcha v'ten lo,
the chesed, the kindness, all those things, is called holiness. And that's what Hashem is looking at us. So the Sefirat HaOmer says, Lari, Yemei Adin Barachamim, Hashem is watching you. Hashem is watching me in what? Hashem is watching to see if you holy. What do you mean holy? Holy means Achlacha Kamocha. Zekar Gadol Batorah. Says Rabbi Akiva, you know what Achlacha Kamocha means? You love Hashem. What do you love Hashem? You have to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You love him. You imitate him. What him? Ki Kadosh is the main thing. That's what Chachamim said. The Kadosh Baruch Hu on purpose did it. That he waited to give us the Torah. When we reach that level, Eichan Shamer Neged Ha, Eichan Yisrael Neged Ha, the Torah says, Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. Finally, one time, we got to Har Sinai, and everybody loves everybody. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Because that means Ki Kadosh. That means Ki Kadosh. That's called Kadosh? Yeah, I'll tell you what it says. Atem Tilim Mamlechet Kohanim Vegoy Kadosh. Before we got to Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Go tell them something. That's it. Don't add and don't deduct. What you have to say to them? To them, say like this. Atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim. You're going to be kings of kohanim. The goy kadosh. What does it mean, goy kadosh? What does it mean? What did Hashem say? No. I tell them, you see the level that you reached right now? That no machloket. Doesn't matter what the guy did to you. No machloket. No machloket, it means holy. Holy means you fulfill your obligation to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. En Kadosh Kashem ki em biltecha, says the Gemara. Otherwise, Hashem will substitute you. I says that, what the Gemara says, you know, Hashem decided to give us the Torah. He says, when we got united. So what has to do with unity now? Because unity shows ואהבת לך כמוך, רב סדר רבי עקיבא, זה כלל גדול בתורה, סדר רבי עקיבא, how do you know this? How do you know זה כלל גדול בתורה? Who told you רבי עקיבא this? It's very important things. זה כלל גדול בתורה? Yeah, you see, בתורה, השם decided to give us the Torah, says the Gemara, because we were united once, says the Gemara says. There was no machloket whatsoever. Says רבי חיים ויטל, you want to be close to השם in רוח הקודש? It says, no way that you don't like someone. You don't like somebody came to Chaim Vital and asked him, I said, listen, with all the respect, I'm a bigger Talmid Chacham than you. Please forgive me, I tell you this. But you know, you have Ruach HaKodesh, I have no Ruach HaKodesh. He said, why? So Chaim Vital told him, I tell you why. If somebody embarrasses you and somebody gives you respect, who do you love more? He said, Rabbi Chaim Vital, if you love both of them the same, then you Ruach HaKodesh. What is it, Ruach HaKodesh? What is Ruach HaKodesh? You know, Shas, he's a Mekubal, he swims in the mikveh, he's perfect. No, you don't understand. That means nothing. You have to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Kadosh. Just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. כל מקום שאתה עושה גבורתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שם אתה מוצא ענוותנותו. אז רב חיים ויטל said. I says that, what Rabbi Akiva said. Look. זה כבר גדול בתורה. It says, Tara, it says, the Torah, it says, the Zohar, is an advice for you. Torah is an advice for you. Only if you love everybody. Because then you fulfill Ki Kadosh. You don't fulfill Ki Kadosh, so this is not Torah for you. It's not Torah for you. This is not purpose of life. 24,000 people, Sfirat HaOmer, they didn't do no sin. There's no respect. No after HaKamocha, men did not Kedushim. Not Kedushim, what are you doing here? I said, Betzalmenu Kidmuten. I said, supposed to be here to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a reason for creation. It's not a punishment. As well, all the other Chas Shalom sins that the person Chas Shalom does, he doesn't die because he did the sin. Because if he did the sin, you're not holy. It doesn't matter which sin it is. It's something, you know, that you substitute a better animal for the worst animal. I said, Hashem said, don't do this. I said, what's wrong? I have a better animal now. No, Hashem said, don't do it. You do it, 78 lashes. 78 lashes for what? For not even doing something, only saying with my mouth? Yes, because says the Zohar, it's an advice. Advice for what? Says Rambam, it's advice for you to understand that you have to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole purpose of the mitzvot, תזכרו, אתם קומץ אתם קדושים ללוקחם. So this is the goal of the tzitzit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Shulchan Aruch, says the Ari, that you have to have in mind when you put the tzitzit, you say, why do you do the tzitzit? What tzitzit is? The tzitzit is a segula to remember all the mitzvot, to be holy, not to remember the mitzvot. Let's Chachamim say, the Zohar said, B'Shavuot Atidim Epek Megaluta. The purpose of Sfirat HaOmer is to reach holiness. Says the Zohar, you do this, expect to come out of exile on Shavuot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed. Until Shavuot, the 7 weeks we came out of Egypt, is to reach that level. And we did reach. This is come Shavuot, he's going to stay up the whole night. He's wasting your time. You don't understand. Shavuot, it means, the purpose of Chag HaShavuot is to reach that level. Did you reach it? Or you have somebody you don't like? It means nothing. You didn't reach anything. It's Rabbi Akiva. So the whole purpose is to be holy. The whole holiness is all of the above. It says the whole 60 mitzvot in this week's parasha is advises how to reach that level that you be like a kadosh b'chol mishol kama b'menome.